Well, the Australian census of humans for 2021 may well be over, but another and perhaps more difficult census is now underway. Wildlife rangers have started their annual count of penguins and seals on Macquarie Island, which is located halfway between New Zealand and Antarctica. It's a big job, with the 128 square kilometre island home to 100,000 seals and four species of penguins, apparently about 4 million birds. The census is critical to breeding management and could change the way that animals are managed on the island. Kim Kliska is a wildlife ranger and biologist on Macquarie Island, and she's been tasked with counting the animals. So I'm very pleased to say she joins us on Sunday Extra now. Welcome, Kim.
Hi, Julian. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Now, wildlife ranger and biologist is not a job title at the Australian Bureau of Statistics, I don't think, is it?
No, you're correct there. I work for the Tasmanian Parks and Wildlife Service, and we're based on Macquarie Island. There's two of us down here, and we work with the Australian Antarctic Division at the base down here.
Fantastic. Well, it's a massive task that you are facing. Where do you even begin with the task of conducting a penguin census? Is this your first penguin census?
No, it's not. Unfortunately, I've had lots of experience counting penguins. This is my second year on Macquarie Island, and I've also counted penguins in Antarctica. I've been very lucky to work in a couple of amazing places. But yeah, it's quite a task. There are hundreds of thousands of penguins, as you mentioned, and there's various methods that we use for counting them, things from taking photographs of accretions of king penguins through to counting them manually one by one with a clicker counter, kind of like event staff and security guards as they let people into the festival. You can recall that from before COVID.
Yes, indeed. Well, both those methods sound very, very challenging. Which one do you prefer, Kim?
Oh, either of them is fantastic. With the clicker counters, you get to walk along and see more of the animal interactions. We have very strict ethics around approach distances, so you do it from a distance, but you do get to see the seals interacting and giving birth and the predators flying around. With the penguins, we do use that method, but we also take photographs of the creches, which are the groups of chicks. So after they've hatched, the parents guard them for about a month, and then the creches form. The parents go to sea and start bringing back food for them. And the chicks all hang out together in tight clusters to try and avoid predators and stay warm down here. So we get up on the escarpment, which involves hiking up steep slopes, usually to about 100 to 200 metres above the creches, and we take photographs and then come back, download them on a computer and manually count each chick. So it's...
You manually count them?
Yeah, we do. We use a computer program and put a dot on every single chick, and then that generates a number. So it's quite a monotonous task, but it's
sure. But at least the dots and the computer checking the numbers would, because I would be terrified. I'd just lose count at about 3,500,075, and then have to start again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kim, why is the census of animals, penguins and seals in particular, so important?
Well, the census is important for of these particular species here because they're what we consider top predators. So to gain an understanding of what is happening in the food chain and therefore the Southern Ocean ecosystem, counting how many of a species is breeding each year gives us a lot of information about that species and how well they're doing and how much food is available to them. It's quite often a proxy for if they've got a lot of food, then they have a really good breeding season. So it definitely informs sort of the science around, how they're going. We also use it on the ground for adaptive management. So particularly with penguins, the distribution of species, which is just basically where they come ashore and breed, is managed here on the island. So if we have, groups of penguins, for example, coming and nesting where the trades team are trying to build something down here, then we obviously have to, make room for the penguins and give them space and make sure they can still go about their day-to-day life without us impacting on them, which can be quite challenging because there's obviously competing priorities, just like there is back at home with building things, and you might have forest in the way or, creatures might decide to come and breed somewhere. It's the same down here. So we do realign tracks, and we have quite I guess we have special management areas where some species breed. So, for example, the wandering albatross, there's only a handful of them down here. So where they breed is a very highly restricted area, and nobody really goes there. So we close that when they're breeding. So censusing of different species gives us the information to actually adapt to what they're doing and manage the land down here in a way that doesn't have an impact on the species, because Macquarie Island is a nature reserve, which is the most highly protected slice of Tasmania, I guess, for all these species down here.
Kim, when you mentioned predators before, I gather that giant petrels are a threat to the king penguin. How much of a threat are they, and what does the census information, what's it likely to reveal about the sort of the way things are going between the petrels and the penguins?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. We haven't done a specific study on the numbers of king penguins that the giant petrels feed on every year. I would say there's a balance in that ecosystem, and the giant petrels are a predator, but they're also capturing and eating king penguins to feed their chicks. So it's part of that big circle of life picture. So, yeah, I don't really want to paint giant petrels as this evil creature that comes and eats all the penguin chicks, because that's just not true. They also feed on lots of other carrion. They feed at sea on fish and squid. They clean up the elephant seal carcasses when the males have battles and might die, and or pups die as they're born. It's a natural circle of life here. So, yeah, I'd say the giant petrels, while they're impacting on the penguins, they're part of that healthy functioning ecosystem. So I don't think they're having a detrimental effect on the population itself. But the census will inform if the penguins are, say, not finding enough food. So, and that may be due to a variety of things. It could be the seas are warming. So we know about climate change and how that's starting to impact certain species around, particularly in the Southern Ocean, because at the extremes of the poles, we have the signs, I guess, of climate change are exacerbated and happening quicker than what they are in other parts of the world. So everything down here is based on a very complex ecosystem. And, yeah, I guess if species at the top of the food chain are finding enough food, we know that they're doing well. Whereas, yeah, if they have a really poor breeding season, it might be due to a whole range of factors. It could be predators, but it might not be. And we've also got new predators turning up every now and again as well. So first, your numbers are increasing down here on Macquarie Island post exploitation, which is fantastic for fur seals. The subantarctic and the Antarctic fur seals that breed down here don't usually feed on king penguins. But we're starting to see New Zealand sea lions moving into this space, and they are feeding on them. And so is the long-nosed fur seal, which is probably coming down from Australia. So, yeah, they might be feeding on the king penguins, but it's a fairly new thing and we don't really understand that relationship yet. So, yeah, watch this space. There's lots of exciting.
That's really interesting. It sounds like an action-packed circle of life down there. Kim, you mentioned that this is your second census. So you're spending, is it all 2 years in total on Macquarie Island? Could you describe what life's like for you and the small team down there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not my second year in a row. So I came down here in 2015, 16 and some of 17, and then I went home again. And, yeah, now I've come back for a second year. So most people spend a year down here. We come in at the end of summer and we spend winter together, and then summer, and we also have some extra people that come in for summer. Yeah, living down here is amazing. It's like living in a David Attenborough documentary. Right now it's spring, so all of the creatures are starting to return. So a lot of species disappear over summer. They migrate elsewhere. They go to sea to feed. They're all just coming back to shore to breed. So we've literally got elephant seals hauling out onto the beaches, trouble-loving all over the place. The big males are fighting. The females are starting to give birth. All the seabirds have returned. So the skuas and the giant petrels that feed on the penguins, but also on the placentas of the seals when they're born. So they're all suddenly flooding back onto the island. The royal penguins, which we have over a million of, are literally returning as we speak to fill up the colonies, and the second cohort of king penguins is thinking about laying again. So the beaches go from being fairly empty to really full. So it's it's a spectacular sight, and it's really amazing to witness that wildlife cycle happening throughout the year. The weather's really challenging down here, so yeah, today it's raining sideways and the wind is somewhere between 30 and 40 knots, and that's fairly typical for Macquarie Island. So you can imagine the challenges of working in that environment for us as rangers being out there counting creatures, but also, the trades team down here trying to build structures and maintain buildings and roads and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it can be challenging.
Well, it does sound challenging, but very rewarding as well. I'm not surprised that you've signed up for a second tour of duty. Kim Kliska, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, Julian.
That's Kim Kliska, the wildlife ranger and biologist who's on Macquarie Island, halfway between New Zealand and Antarctica, counting the penguins and seals.